This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lebanese officials said 9 people died and nearly 3,000 were wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded. An operation a militant group Hezbollah is blaming on Israel.
The alleged Israeli attack increased tensions further between Israel and Lebanon. Local officials near the Israeli border called on residents to stay close to bomb shelters, fearing a Hezbollah response. The pager explosions came after Israel's security cabinet voted to expand the aims of the almost year-old war to include the return of the 60,000 Israelis who were forced to flee their homes along the northern border. More than 100,000 have fled on the Lebanese side of the border. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
IPI correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Donald Trump's first campaign appearance since his second assassination attempt.
Trump held a town hall in Michigan, moderated by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his former White House press secretary. During the event, he addressed his assassination attempt.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but... what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Trump repeated false claims that Chinese automakers are putting up large factories in Mexico. He also said that he'll be meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down 2 American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. United States military said Wednesday that the Houthis shot down the first Reaper September 10th, the second on Monday. Online video showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground. This is VOA News. A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are now going full throttle in their covert influence efforts against Vice President Kamala Harris. The report released Tuesday shows how, after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. political opinion as the election nears. The report details fake videos that racked up millions of views across social media that see disinformation about the Democratic presidential nominee. The report builds on previous U.S. concerns about Russian interference in the upcoming election. Harris's campaign declined to comment. The Russian embassy did not respond to requests for comment. Human rights groups have urged Britain not to copy Italy's approach in trying to reduce the number of migrants arriving on its shores, with a surge of people arriving on small boats across the English Channel. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer travelled to Italy Monday to learn from its recent success in cutting migration across the Mediterranean from North Africa.
Irregular arrivals to Italy by sea are down 60% since 2022. So I'm pleased that we're deepening our cooperation here.
Italy has struck multi-million dollar deals with Libya and Tunisia to stop migrants leaving their shores. Human rights groups accuse those countries of committing widespread abuses against migrants. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports on a judge ordering a musician, Sean Diddy Combs, to be jailed in sex trafficking and a racketeering case.
U.S. Magistrate Robin Tarnovsky refused a proposal from Sean Diddy Combs' defense to release him on a $50 million bond to home detention. Prosecutors say Combs drugged and abused women, then used his vast resources to cover up the crimes. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His attorney, Mark Agnifilo, said outside court the case stems from a consensual relationship.
He didn't do these things, and this was a 10-year relationship. There's no coercion, there's no crime.
Agnifilo did not name the woman, but the details match those of Combs' relationship with singer Cassie Ventura.
And that is AP's Margie Zarletta reporting. Thousands of activists and opposition leaders from the Bangladesh Nationalist Party have rallied in the capital, demanding on Tuesday a democratic transition through an election. The interim government has not yet set a voting time frame. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus became interim leader after the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled during a mass uprising. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.